Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 1st, a culinary celebration featuring Lydia Bastianich, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. Tickets are now available at stmartin.edu/gala.
Sign it's a happy day for us because one of our favorite cookbook authors, Andrea Nguyen, just came out with a new cookbook.
And it's a swell one. It's her Bun Mi Handbook, and it's all about those great Viet sandwiches, bun mi, how to make your own. And you know, I love to make everything at home, so now I know how to make my own bun mi.
And I'm fascinated to see that she actually has a recipe for the roll, which is integral to this dish, right?
Yeah, which I was dying to try, but you know, it's been so hot these last few weeks that there was no way I was turning the oven on. But now that things are cooling off a little bit, I'm going to try baking her bun mi bread recipe. And big surprise, you know, we always assume, oh, the reason they're so light, they're made with rice flour. But Andrea reveals that she tried it that way and it made a really heavy baguette. So that was not the secret.
See, I didn't know that. Did you think that's what it was, or was that in fact the case?
Well, it was something that I thought, and I think a lot of other people thought as well.
Well, if you want to sit around making rolls in the summer, knock yourself out. But I'd be inclined to go to my local Viet grocer or one of the local Asian supermarkets and buy a bag full of those nice rolls, which are made locally. They're very fresh and they're really inexpensive.
Yeah, and you know, you can even probably get some of those little Western rolls too. The only thing Andrea specifies is it should not be too crusty and the crumb should not be too dense and chewy. You do want a light kind of a crispy crusted roll for these things.
That's why I suggest going for the Vietnamese version.
All right.
You know, I always wondered what this Maggi sauce is, which, by the way, is not pronounced Maggi. It's Maggi. Yes,
Maggi.
Says Andrea. And do you use that at home, the seasoning?
I sure do, yeah. I've used it for years, and there's also a variant of it called Gold Mountain sauce, which I've used for
many
years.
So what do you use that for?
Maggi sauce, a.k.a. umami, dearest. It just adds an extra shot of that savory flavor. It's just a flavor enhancer. You know, you can throw it into almost anything you want. It's a hydrolyzed vegetable protein. And of course, as I'm sure you know, I usually would just hydrolyze my own vegetable protein. But I make an exception for Maggi sauce.
And among the banh mi pantry that she suggests, that Red Boat fish sauce, which I love and I've turned you on to.
Yeah, it's terrific fish sauce.
You know, I've certainly made her daikon and carrot pickle. That's something you see on all of the banh mi sandwiches around. But she makes some other suggestions, snow pea and lemongrass pickle that takes really about 20 minutes to prep from start to finish. I made it, only I used snap peas from my garden and my own homegrown lemongrass and your garlic.
Oh, that's terrific. Now I want some of your lemongrass, too.
And again, I think it's very easy to suggest that, you know, why would you go to the trouble of making your own banh mi or making your own bread or any of that, when you could go to some store and get the best, most delicious, inexpensive sandwich around, the banh mi.
Because it's more fun.
Of course.
And it might even be better. Okay, so which of the banh mi in Andrea's cookbook have you made so far?
Well, so far I haven't made any of them, just the pickles to go along with them. And you?
Well, I've made two. I've made two kinds of pickles. I've made the carrot and daikon, of course, and the red cabbage slaw. And, you know, I used the last of that up to have on the side with Swedish meatballs. And it was terrific with that. But I've made her lemongrass grilled pork. That was De Groot's favorite. And also the chicken satay.
Well, the one I'm dying to make is the crispy drunken chicken from Seattle's Baguette Box Sandwich Shop. Can't believe she has that recipe in here. It's a fried chicken sandwich, one of the best in Seattle.
We've been talking about the Banh Mi Handbook.
Recipes for crazy delicious Vietnamese sandwiches.
By Andrea Nguyen. With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
The Umami Mommy.
Hubba Hubba Leeson. I'm Dick Stein.